In a lot of the places I work, there's a real taboo against photographing women. In Afghanistan, for example, I always leave it up to the person themselves. I never photograph someone if they tell me not to. I go and I explain my purpose and the reason why I think it's important to, for example, create a document of women in Afghanistan. I think it's very important to do it properly because, first of all, these are cultures where if a woman is photographed and she does not have permission from her family, they can kill her. And they can kill her because it's seen as dishonoring the family. So it is important to take those steps and to actually ask permission, especially when the woman is identifiable, when her face is showing. We tend to have a real misconception about what Muslim women's lives are like, especially in places where there's war or where we think there's an oppressive regime. Often, at the end of the day, what I find as a woman who has access to these women, they're just like us. I mean, they do go to school. They do have the same hopes and dreams for their children. I try not to go in there with my prejudices of how women need to live because that's not my culture. And it's not my job to do that. My job is to go in and to document what I see and to bring that information to the public.